And now this is a dictation for Bernice, B-E-R-N-I-C-E, Clem, C-L-E-M, May 1142, addresses a letter to Pace, P-A-C-E, 953-5801. Dear Sirs at Pace, a follow-up for Mrs. Clem, who has chronic kidney disease, hypertension, and small kidneys, prior acute kidney changes of ACE inhibitors and diuretics, extensive atherosclerosis, last visit in August, bilateral shoulder pain comes accompanied with family member, physical therapy not helping, no anti-inflammatory agents to discuss with you. There has been some weight loss, poor appetite, isolated nausea, not frequently, no bleeding, constipation, no bleeding, no abdominal pain, no changes in urination, denies cloudiness of blood, no major edema, mobility restricted, denied chest pain palpitation syncope, minor dyspnea, no oxygen, uses inhalers as needed, no CPAP machine, no purulent material hemoptysis, mild orthopnea, no body pain diffuse, but no localized. Next paragraph, I review medications. I want to highlight the Norvasc, beta blockers, and HCTC. Today, blood pressure 139/72, bronchitis, COPD changes, emphysema, distal heart tones, pulse is regular, no abdominal distension tenderness, no major edema ulcers, looks chronically ill, older than her age. I don't see major edema, decreased hearing, normal speech, no expressive aphasia. Next paragraph, chemistry from December, creatinine 1.2, previously 1.4. Present GFR 43, stage 3. Normal potassium acid base. Normal nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, no anemia. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. TKD stage 3. Hypertension. Appears improved from present medications. Bilateral small kidneys, no obstruction or urinary retention. No activity in the urine for blood, protein, or cells. Extensive atherosclerosis. Underlying COPD, COPD emphysema, prior stroke, valvular heart disease, continue chemistry on a regular basis, come back on the next 6 months.